Steve, why don't you tell me a little bit about how Ray and Kaiser is using Uncommon Sense these days?
Well, after we're getting ready to celebrate our 30th anniversary of Ray and Kaiser, the 1st of May, and it seemed it was time to do a new identity program. And but when we got into all of our analysis, it seemed like Uncommon Sense, which is the theme that we've gone with, has made a lot of sense.
Well, a good friend of mine has a saying that there's nothing common about common sense anymore, so maybe that is uncommon sense, I don't know. But with this new rebranding initiative, describe the things that you're doing that are elements that make up all the project.
Well, it's a major effort started about 18 months ago. We began preparing for this, and this includes a new website, new brochure, all new stationery, and all the things that go with that. The thing that we wanted to build on was that our values of what we look at as honesty, discipline, and respect. And we're now in the process of forwarding this information to our clients and our suppliers and the people that we work with in the industry.
Well, I understand that during that time that you worked on this, it involved not just, you know, a couple people sitting down and coming up with creative ideas, but getting information and feedback from clients and others, right?
We did. We particularly internally, we did a lot of focus groups, and what we really tried to find out is not what it meant to the senior management at Ray and Kaiser, but we were really looking at what does Ray and Kaiser mean to our people, but we also talked to our clients to find out what it meant, what Ray and Kaiser meant to them. What we're trying to do is just be very honest with ourselves and taking a look forward about really building on the values of common sense and the tie to the honesty and the discipline and respect that we have for the way we do our processes of creating communications.
So looking at the new brand initiative at this point, I'm sure you've gotten some feedback having, as I understand it, made presentations with clients and others. What kind of feedback are you getting? And just give us a little update about how things are going for Ray and Kaiser.
Well, actually, we've been very pleased with the response we received from the new look. And you're probably your own worst critic when it comes to something like this, making sure that it really reflects who you feel that you are as a business going forward. Our business is really about 70% agricultural, and we're continuing to service that market, but we're also going into other core areas such as healthcare and food ingredients and things of this nature that are akin, some of the things are akin to where we've been, but also where we're going forward, so that we have a totally new look that we feel reflects the type of organization we are and the type of the way we use media going forward and what the agency should represent going forward.
Well, thanks for giving me an update on what you're doing, and especially with this whole new brand initiative. Anything else you'd like people to know before we close?
I just want to say that I'll be interested in knowing the response from other people in terms of our new branding look. I'll be interested to hear other comments.
Well, I am going to make sure that we include that request so that people can provide that feedback back to you, and hopefully they will take the time and effort to do so.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
Well, thank you very much, Steve, for taking a few minutes with me here to talk about the new branding initiative with Ray and Kaiser.
Thank you.